In the NHL playoffs, the New York Rangers and Washington Capitals are tied at 2 games apiece in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals after the Blue Shirts posted their second straight 4-3 win at Madison Square Garden. Elsewhere, it was Boston over Toronto 4-3, Los Angeles beat St. Louis 3-2, and Anaheim defeated Detroit 3-2. Checking baseball news in the American League, Minnesota cruised ahead of Boston 15-8. Red Sox slugger David Ortiz went 0-for-5 with 2 strikeouts and 3 groundouts to snap his 27-game hitting streak. Baltimore won against Kansas City 5-3, Oakland fell to Cleveland 4-3, Tampa Bay 10, Toronto 4, and Houston beat the Angels 3-1. Checking interleague play, the White Sox doubled up the Mets 6-3. The Yankees lost to Colorado 3-2. Seattle topped Pittsburgh 2-1. Washington passed Detroit 3-1. And Texas won against Milwaukee 4-1. In the National League, Cincinnati fell to Atlanta 7-2. St. Louis trumped the Cubs 5-4. San Diego shut out Miami 1-0. San Francisco 4, Philadelphia 3, and Arizona beat the Dodgers 3-2. In the NBA playoffs, the Heat blew out Chicago 115-78. LeBron James finished with 19 points. And Golden State slid past San Antonio 191. Klay Thompson scored 34 points. In other sports news, 3-time All-Pro Rondae Barber is retiring after a 16-year career with the Buccaneers that included a Super Bowl title and 5 Pro Bowl appearances. Bethlehem High School senior Victor Fox fired a 3-under-par 69 to win medalist honors in the local qualifier at the Albany Country Club. He's 1 step closer on a path to the U.S. Open and advances to next month's 36-hole sectional qualifier in Purchase. The UAlbany women's softball team takes on Stony Brook today at 1 p.m. in the America East Conference. And David Moyes is expected to take over as the new manager of Manchester United. And finally, Blue Jays pitcher Jay Happ has been released from a Florida hospital a day after he was hit on the head by a line drive. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.